Lewis, and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, parochial vicar, OP, and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the eighth Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Segul A.
I trapped myself. I was just blithely reading this gospel and wondering how I was going to persuade you not to worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Yeah, right. Try telling that to a hungry student, a graduate hoping for a job, or an economically strapped parent. And then I noticed I had unconsciously made Jesus' words into an individual address and not a communal message. This is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was talking to the multitude. This is Matthew's gospel. Jesus' message was being given to the Matthean community, a family of faith and friendship. I was reading it as an American individualist. After all, it's all about me. Instead of that Catholic perspective of we. Now, don't misunderstand. I am not saying there is no message for me here as an individual. I can so worry and obsess about a problem that I can't see the grace-filled solution right in front of me. But there's more to the message. Jesus is challenging us to be there for each other. Jesus didn't promise freedom from trouble, but the strength to handle each day's problem. And of course, it's amazing how worries fade and solutions appear when a community of care has your back. Yes, as a community, we often fail at it, but the challenge remains to be that community. Yes, church leadership has made a mess, playing a shell game of hiding evil. We indeed are broken. We are, as the Pope named himself, sinners. But we are two things more. We are forgiven and we are loved. And our task is to live God's forgiveness and love for others. You know, admittedly, it's easy to merely do church. Instead of really being church, an alive church, that's a lot more fun, by the way. At heart, our joy, everyone's joy, is belonging. Being forgotten is our undoing. It's almost like a decreation. No wonder God promised us in that first reading, I will never forget you. But when we forget each other, we are forgetting that our shared flesh is the body of the Lord, and our shared life is his blood. You are the body of Christ. You are the church. When Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon, that you in Greek is plural. It's communal. So with the help of a little southern affectation, a better translation becomes y'all. Y'all can't slave God and wealth. Y'all can't slave God and wealth. Jesus is asking, who has our collective heart? Yet we know we easily enslave ourselves to so many passing gods. Yet God still asks us, will you have my heart? Will you have each other's back? But honesty makes us admit that throughout the ages, every denomination has been tempted to claim wealth, power, and righteousness, which is all no more than claiming a lie. Our holiness is more God's doing than our own. The forgiveness we receive is as alive as the forgiveness we give. Isn't that our daily prayer? Forgive us our sins as we forgive. You know, we always remain beggars at the Lord's table, but beggars before a most lavish Lord. The joy we receive is only as great as the joy we give. Jesus' words, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body or what you will wear," sounds so different when we realize those yous and yours in that sentence are plural. It then sounds something like, "Don't obsess about life, what we will eat or drink, or what we will wear." And the reason should be obvious. It's a Catholic. We have each other's back. Might I suggest that the challenge of our age is to rediscover the gifts Jesus gave each other, and he himself in each one. We'll begin Lent this Wednesday. It should be a time of spiritual growth, a springtime. The word Lent comes from the Old English for spring. This isn't just a time for pruning dead wood. It's a time for budding, for letting new life grow. Live your spiritual and communal life more expansively. God doesn't like to see people miserable. Now, one discipline for all seasons, really, is almsgiving. This is not paying God for our sinning. I know I don't have that much money. But it is a school for learning to see, a seeing that naturally becomes a giving. It sees Jesus in others and simply responds as goodness must. So let me tell you about Cole. Cole is an African-American youth at my former parish. Now, you need to know one little thing. Every year, we had the Christmas store. Needy parents got all the fixing for a Christmas dinner and a room filled with free toys to choose gifts for their children. I would say about 250 families worth. So some years ago, I think it was about three, Cole brought me this envelope. This envelope. And it was chock full with money. And it contained in it this little letter. And it reads, "I had my 7th B-Day, his birthday, last week. Instead of presents, I asked my friends to give money to the kids at my church who do not have any Christmas presents. This money was donated from the people to my B-Day party, signed with a heart and coal. No one taught Cole that. It was a surprise. It surprised his parents. Cole saw needy kids his own age, and his seeing with a heart became a giving from the heart. So I beg you this Lent, let the Spirit teach you to see and to respond to others, to see people really and deeply, and to respond to their need. And it can be done in so many different ways. So today, when you hold the Eucharist in your hand, see the Lord, see the one who holds everyone. Yes, even the ones you don't want to see. See and become a Jesus response. You know, if we all saw like Cole, we would not have to worry so much because we would know that we had each other's back. Thank God for a child to teach us.
This has been the presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. Associate Director, Michael Rector. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Until next time, God bless you.